I Know What You Did Last Summer is not only an old movie, it's also going to be what we see happen on season five of Vanderpump Rules. We're starting out with episode one, Summer Bodies, right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Raise our glasses high, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers
to a good show and to season five.
Yes. I'm so excited. Oh, yeah. You guys are actually sipping your water. Yeah. You're so cute. Well, guys, thank you for joining us for episode one of season five for Vanderpump Rules. I'm your host tonight, Megan Stecker. And tonight I am joined by...
Lillian Fern Ronay. Happy to be here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay.
And the newest co-host, Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys for joining me. I'm so excited. Before we could dive right into it, Matthew, I did a little digging on your Instagram.
Uh-oh.
And I saw plenty of photos with the cast members. So please explain. We haven't even talked about this in person. We literally are like kind of meeting each other tonight. How do you know the cast members? Who are you friends with? Or tell us.
Should I give it all away?
We need you to give it all away up front.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's pressure. We did not discuss this prior. So
we didn't. I'm springing this on you
okay.
right now.
my intro to any of the cast members is through Rachel.
Thank you.
That's
Susan.
The dish right there.
Perfect. We love to Rachel O'Brien,
yes.
Who we've had in multiple times. Lovely.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yep. I met Rachel. She was one of my first friends in LA.
Okay.
We met about eight and a half years ago.
Okay.
At a dinner party.
Lovely.
When she was dating Jax. So I actually met them the same night. And then I was friends with her toward the tail end of their relationship.
Okay.
And then I was around when she and Kristen kind of rekindled their friendship, which you saw blossom on Rachel's first season of Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
So I have met almost all of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know... Ariana very
okay.
well. I don't really know Sandoval that well.
Okay.
And I don't know Lala at all. But I think other than that, I have met or know everyone else.
So we're getting a real insider's take here, people. So when you get Matthew's opinion, just know it's coming from somewhere special.
Yes. It's coming from my special spot.
Your special place. Oh my goodness. Well, let's dive right in. So exciting that this episode opened up with a party, like so many of the seasons do, with, of course, something crazy went down. And there was a little bit of physicalness and thrown drinks, and it was great. Let's start with the new opens. They filmed new opens again this year. So, of course, they're in the same vein as those slow motion spilling drinks, pouring drinks. But we're missing Lala.
They were missing Lala.
Right. So let's talk about the fact that she made a big, I think it was on Instagram, a big plea last summer while filming saying, hey, I've quit Vanderpump Rules. Just so you know, I quit. Have either of you read any more about it or looked into it at all? I have not, other than knowing that she announced that.
I pretty much feel like I just found out tonight that that she was gone.
I had
no idea.
I do remember that, and I remember her saying it's because she thought the show would give her, you know, exposure and opportunities and more acting auditions, and it didn't do that for her, so she quit. But I was shocked to see her, so my prediction is she quits halfway through.
Yes.
And I'm curious to see why.
She seemed generally unhappy throughout the episode tonight.
She did, and I Let's save predictions for later.
Okay.
So we open, new opens, no Lala. But I'm so happy Stassi is back.
Mm-hmm.
So what's everyone's general consensus on Stassi being full-time back? I think it's going to save the show.
To me, Stassi is like the Heather Locklear of Melrose Place.
Yes.
She saves the show.
She's the glue.
Yes.
I think. She's my favorite reality show person of all time.
Hands down.
No shame in saying that. And I felt like the show was missing something when she was gone.
Absolutely.
The show was still amazing.
It was very good. Mm-hmm. But I think it's excellent with her.
Right. I think she is just like one of those people that's custom made for reality shows.
Mm-hmm. Her sound bites alone are perfection.
Right. She's like how what Bethany is to Real Housewives of New York City, Stassi is to Vanderpump Rules.
Amen.
In my opinion.
Yes.
Agreed. Oh, and we also want to let everybody know this year, this season, we will be doing the chat roll. So if you guys want to be watching us live on YouTube and interacting and chatting with us, we'd love to do. We know we haven't done that before as a panel for Vanderpump Rules After Show. So we'd love to do that with you guys this season. So follow us live.
If you've got your questions, ask away. Oh, and the moment you mentioned it, people are starting to join the chat room.
Amazing.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me know if anything pops up. Matthew's going to be on the keyboard. On the controls.
We're getting a lot of love, Stassi.
Love, so Stassi. Love, great. Stassi.
Amazing. Yay, Stassi. We're so happy you're back full time. Okay, so let's actually start with the show. We see everybody's back to work at Sir, who still works at Sir. Mm-hmm.
Lala.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, Lala's there. Sheena's there. Tom and Jax are bartending.
Right.
Katie and Sheena at waiting tables. And Brittany and now Brittany works there, which is no surprise to me, because I felt like they were trying to put her in the restaurant last season. They just didn't. But they saved it for this season.
Right.
I feel like they gave in by letting her work there, because I think that Lisa was so adamant about not having her be part of the staff. I mean, they even flash back to that scene from last season. I wish they had shown the part when she asked if she was wearing shorts. Do you remember her dress was so short?
Oh, because her dress was so short? Yes. Yes. I feel like Brittany has had such a makeover because she's got the big new boobs that Jax bought for her, and she's in the little Sir dress. Like, see ya, Hooters. Peace out.
Right.
Do you guys think it's too close for comfort to live with your boyfriend and work with him?
Yeah, I think that's why they did it. They need conflict on the show, so it's like a pressure cooker, and they both have, you know, interesting personalities, and Jax is a firecracker, so it's going to be good. There's going to be a lot of fights.
The lid's about to pop off.
Yeah,
I think know. Already. Mm-hmm. Episode one.
It's good. It's going to be good. Tom's hair shocked me. I didn't know that was coming.
I think Tom went to Faith's stylist. It was the black with the white streaks.
Yeah.
A mess.
Our TV here always throws the color off a little bit for me. So when we're trying to critique looks, as far as like loving or being like, what are they wearing? Or what shade of lipstick is that? It's always a little off for us, I think. So
agreed.
To us, it looked white. I'm not sure. Yeah. I was tweeting with someone who said it's bleach blonde stripes. So I'm not sure if, do you guys think they're clipping?
I was just going to ask if it was extensions or if it's
or if it's streaks, coloring.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it was too long, too.
Well, like, he had his hair when it was up, you could see.
Yeah, it's a whole new look. So there's like a man bun thing going on.
And like My Little Pony.
My Little Pony.
Plastic.
It was a little My Little Pony-ish.
True. I had a My Little Pony whose tail was multicolored.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I feel like the style evolution that he and Ariana have been going through, I feel like all of the latest paparazzi photos of her, she's gotten even more petite than when I've seen her myself in person. It seems like she's gotten even more petite and like great fashion going on. And with Tom, it's kind of like this weird rock star thing is going off the rails for me a little bit.
Tom, to me, dresses like he's going to prom back in the 90s.
Okay. It's a throwback. Here's the problem.
It's
the
90s
are so back right now with the millennials, and Tom's like right at the end of the millennials, and he's like hanging on, right? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. By My Little Pony thread.
Aww. It looked like Sheena had blue contacts on. Am I right?
Yes. I thought she looked so pretty.
Okay. It really lit her eyes up.
I think so, too.
But they were blue, right? I couldn't tell. But it looked like it. Pretty. All right. When we're starting off the episode, the four girls are in a good place. So as hard as Sheena has fought over these last 5 years to be an accepted member of the, what did Tom end up calling it? The Vagina Click or something?
Yeah, something like
that. The Vagina Mafia.
Right.
So Sheena has fought really hard to be a member of the Vagina Mafia. And everybody's all back together. So Sheena kind of slithered in a little bit with some people while not everyone was getting along. And now everyone's getting along. Mm-hmm. But it looks like we're being set up for a fall. That was a bit of foreshadowing to set us up for a fall, I think.
The great downfall of the Sir Staff.
Matthew, do you know anything?
I don't know anything.
This is going to be hard having you here and not spoiling everything.
I actually, I know very little.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about Lala.
Okay.
So I think that they're all under a pretty strict contract, is my guess, because I have no idea what's happening this season.
Good for you.
Like, I know about some trips that they go on, so that won't be a surprise to me. Okay. But what happens on the trips, I'll be finding out with all of you.
So what happens during filming of Vanderpump Rules stays during the filming of Vanderpump Rules.
Exactly. Have you ever been around when they're filming?
I have. I was around last Pride and the Pride before.
Okay.
Just at the bar while they were rolling.
Got it. But you're just, like, hanging out with your friends.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the cameras have been rolling, but I've never...
So what is it like when they are... when you're there at Sir and they are filming, are the producers ever like, okay, guys, now here's what you need to talk about right now? Or are they just kind of like, we're freaking busy, we're making drinks, don't tell us what to do?
I think that they want to catch certain things. I went into Sir... while they were filming a couple months ago, and they had Ariana making drinks, and they were having her do it over and over again. And I actually saw it. It was one of the commercials that was being shown last week and the week before. She's shaking I think it's a martini she's making. And I was in there when they were doing that.
So basically, shooting a promo, promotional footage. Yep. Okay. Right.
What it's like during filming for this particular show, I really don't know.
Okay.
Rachel was visiting Sir, and I was with her. It was Pride, I think it was last year.
Okay.
And they had her walk in with her friends. It was me and another one of Rachel's friends walking in with her, and then they did it again and had Rachel walk up by herself.
Oh, wow.
So just to get different coverage.
Right, of course.
In terms of what they talk about on air, I'm useless. I don't know. I don't know if... Sometimes I feel like there are certain things that are scripted, but I have worked in reality production before,
right.
So I kind of feel like I can spot it.
Right.
Other times, I think it's 100% real.
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course. I feel the same way about the show. And yep, I feel like we all have a pretty good read on, now that it's season 5, we all have a pretty good read on what producers want them to say in an interview to give us a little exposition on where we're at, especially starting off episode 1. And then there are, like, you know, the fight with James tonight that's totally organic.
Raw emotion, yes.
Absolutely.
So Lala decides to say that even though it seems like she does end up quitting the show because she's not getting as much publicity as she thought she might get out of it, she actually got a small movie role, and John Cusack and Adrian Grenier are in it.
Yeah, or Grenier, as she liked to call him.
I mean, how disappointing. I don't see
how do you get his name wrong?
I know.
Vinny Chase?
At least call him Vinny Chase. It's disappointing that she doesn't even know. He's such a big star. You think an actor...
And she was in his film.
Right. Would properly know who this guy is and how to say his
name. If you're a professional actor, you should know the names of your coworkers. In case you're ever on Ellen and being interviewed and you're like, I was in with, you know, naming their names and saying how wonderful they are. You should know your coworkers' names.
Yes. And I wonder if by small role she means extra?
Right. I wonder how small
featured
the role.
Extra. Right. Yeah. Something. Yeah.
Never know. Nope. We'll find out, I'm
it's
sure.
Still good. Everybody starts somewhere.
I did like when Lisa asked if it was an appropriate movie for her to see. And she was like, do you watch porn?
That was a really good joke. Yeah. I feel like Lisa is all like written copy for her in this show because... there's never, I mean, it's like, okay, Lisa's going to sit down and talk to Phil and the cast member's name because XYZ fight happened last night. And that's really all that ever happens. And she's just, it's a constant like flowing in and out of different scenes, just saying hello to people.
Right.
So I just thought that was a great joke. I don't think she thought of it herself. If she did, kudos.
Oh, you don't think Lisa thought of it?
Correct. I don't. I think it was written.
Because she's pretty witty. But I was like, how comfortable is Lala with Lisa to be like, do you watch porn? I was like, she's awfully comfortable at work.
Well, I mean, that was the joke, right? Wasn't that the joke?
Yeah.
I think so. I think that Lisa always has some sort of sexual innuendo.
Always. That's her
on
gig.
Both,
yeah.
On both Housewives and Vanderpump
Rules.
Right.
That's true.
That's always been her shtick on Housewives.
But if my boss like made that joke, I'd be like, oh yeah, you can see it. It's a great movie. I don't know if I would like right. joke back with them.
I would do one of those like throw the head back fake laugh. Like,
that's so such funny. A funny boss.
Yeah. Right. You should get to work. Do you need tea? Hot tea? So basically the episode starting out with there's been a big problem with between Lala and all the other girls that work at Sur and their friends who no longer work there, i.e. Stassi and Kristen. She's talking mad. They keep saying the S word the whole, I don't want to keep cursing on this network. I do it all the time because I'm repeating what everyone says, but right. It's kind of getting old. But so basically everyone's talking smack about each other behind each other's back. Everybody's got a big problem with Lala carrying over from last season.
And she and Lala has a problem
with everybody. Right.
Except for James, it seems.
Right. So they're the two that are the outsiders to this original clique. They were basically cast to stir up drama, obviously, yeah. and they've done a great job at it, mm-hmm. but it seems like it's getting really real.
Right.
It's getting really real. Mm-hmm. Everyone's saying a lot of nasty stuff about each other.
I don't think that James was cast to be a bad guy. I think
that's true.
James
because he
was
originally,
Kristen's boyfriend.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. And then I think that they saw the drama that he brought and were able to successfully incorporate the devil in the show. Or the second devil next to Jax, who, as we all know, is the number one.
But he's like a lovable... Like, Jax is the lovable devil, and James is bringing it dark.
So unlikable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and last year, too. That I almost feel like... I feel like every year, one of them either explicitly or implicitly agrees to be the villain. Like, Kristen was the villain 2 years ago. She was saying crazy stuff. She was acting crazy. And then this... And then she was probably like... I've gotten enough hate, like, I'm not doing it again. And then James kind of stepped up after they broke up to be the villain, mm-hmm. and he ran with it. And this year, like, you can tell he's like,
he's still hanging on to first
my paycheck and be the evil one again, no problem.
And I think his addiction issues are definitely aiding in him looking.
And he really does seem to, because when he started crying, that was real. And so I think he really, like, you know, actors, like, hurt people can kind of bring their emotions out easier. I think he's playing the devil and it's easy for him because he's really going through a hard time.
Yeah.
He's not dealing with it well. He's not reacting well, but it's entertaining for us.
You know what they say, hurt people.
Yes, I
hurt
was just
people.
I wrote that down. It's so true.
So true. So Kristen and Carter are doing great. 10 months in.
Yep.
I know from social media they're still together.
Yes.
Must be doing great. They live together and have a cute little pup.
And she was the villain a couple years ago when we also did the show. And we, you know, you have to talk about what you see on the show. And then she came in and she was so nice.
And she's so fun.
That's the craziest thing. This is why I'm so obsessed with Kristen. Obsessed. I'm like, everything she does that everyone's like, she's crazy. I'm like, I would do that if a guy did that to me. Okay? She's hurt. And she's just trying to, like,
She does what every single girl does, but does it on TV.
Right.
And I think that people are shocked by it.
Right.
But I have to say, regardless of the fact that she is a friend of mine, she is one of the kindest and most generous people.
She was really sweet when she came in.
That's what Fern and I think about, like, when we've met her in person here. It's, like, astonishing how, like, and she makes so much sense when she just explains her point. It's crazy how this show can edit you into looking crazy, but it's just human nature.
Right. And like, I think a lot of it, I mean, it is stuff that she does or has done. Mm-hmm. And you put some dramatic music behind it.
Right.
And then you have a show.
And then you have a really hit show.
Yeah. And I do have to say, I love Carter. I have, in capital letters, I wrote, I love Carter.
What's he like?
Do you know what he does that he was out of town? She was saying he works out of town?
Something in photography.
Okay.
Oh, that's a cool job. Mm,
very cool. He looks so artsy and cool.
He's so artsy and cool.
I'm so proud of her for having, like, a grown-up boyfriend.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
For her. we're trying to convince you that you're not a psycho. I wrote down this quote and I was like, where did this come from? So Stassi says to Kristen, don't wear your fake engagement ring. We're trying to convince everyone you're not a psycho. I love it. I love Stassi. So blunt and amazing. Mm-hmm. Live for her.
But doesn't even have to think of the comment. Like that, I know, just came to her.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Totally. So James is claiming he's got his drinking under control when talking with Lisa. This is like a lot of exposition in the beginning of this episode. I'm trying to catch up with them from last season. Jax, this is a big bomb that's going to continue for at least a few episodes. Jax is claiming that he walked in on Kristen going down on his girlfriend that he lives with, Brittany. I looked right at Matthew and I go, is this true?
I can't imagine it being true. I can't imagine it even not knowing them. To me, that seemed like a completely produced storyline.
Yeah. Or Jax doing one of his Jax things where it's completely stretching the truth and it snowballs. Like, he can't wait to be the center of attention mm-hmm. for stretching the truth on something to where it's no longer true.
It seemed like when they were all talking about it the first time, everyone's reactions were so big and, oh my God, no. What? Did I hear you correctly? Yeah. And then it was later in the show when they're painting the kitchen, Jackson, Brittany. She was, to me, she was pissed. Mm-hmm. I don't think that she could fake that.
Yeah.
Right.
But it seems so outlandish. Mm-hmm. I just can't, maybe drunken kisses like Kristen was saying.
Well, and I'm going to say I want to give Jax the benefit of the doubt and be on the fence for a little while until a little more is revealed, because he did find them in the bedroom doing this at 3:30 in the morning drunk.
Well, so
it's not like they were still, okay, so he says, yeah. It's not like it was like going on in the living room and they were like, oh, haha, you caught us when he walked in the door. It was like the fact that they went to the bedroom makes it seem a little more serious if that's really what happened. Everybody's reactions were a little off for me. I want to say, like, are the girls being so defensive and saying it didn't happen because they don't want it on the show? They don't want it spread around everywhere? It's too late, though.
It's out there. It's too late. And I also feel like, did he confront them in that moment and they had a fight? They would remember that. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know, like, exactly. He said he got angry and stormed out. Did they have a fight or did he just see it and leave? Because if we have more information, then I'll know whether or not to believe it. But at this point, I do not believe it.
I just don't believe it.
I don't want to get jaxed.
I think, I feel like he would have said something, is my guess, if it had really happened, or he would have joined in.
Right. You're exactly right. He would have joined in. And this whole, like, I stormed out. Okay.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, you're mad at Brittany for,
the fact that his own girlfriend and him are arguing over what happened, like, this is so embarrassing and not good for your relationship, obviously.
No.
I think he's trying to set it up for
to be a storyline for himself.
A storyline and a breakup, because he's probably looking for a way out.
I think they're still together, though, too.
Good point.
Oh, are they? She's sweet, at least, but I think he might be setting it up for a breakup.
I think he's feeling suffocated. He felt suffocated last year before she even moved in.
Officially,
And he said, like, why can't, you know, I get in trouble for doing these things and then she gets a free pass. I think he's just setting it up. To this day, I still don't believe that Kristen and Jax had sex. I just don't believe it. I feel like it was too perfect and too, like, I felt like it was a storyline.
100% believe.
I don't.
100%.
Oh, do you have insight?
I don't. I don't actually, but I don't think that it all would have escalated to that degree.
Yeah,
and
it was too real.
It was too real. That fight.
Yes, like Jax and Tom fighting, and
Kristen and Stassi fighting.
Stassi with that backhand across the face. Oh my God.
I definitely think it was real. If you ask me right now, I don't think this is real. Kristen and Brittany.
Okay. I'm on the fence because the girls might not want it out. But then again, Jax is, I don't trust him.
Yeah, I don't trust him. And I feel like maybe they did have sex. But I feel like Kristen was like kind of maybe playing along with him. Like, oh, we were just really drunk. And Brittany wanted none of it. Like, Brittany doesn't know how to play the game to create a storyline.
I think okay. she's too innocent or
yeah.
something.
Or is like, I don't want this to be my storyline.
Exactly, exactly. So we'll have to see. But you guys are decided-ish.
I don't know.
Okay, Fern and I are on the fence.
I've made my mind up.
Okay. And we'll see okay. next week how this unfolds. So let's go into the OK Magazine party. I'm going to read off a bunch of things that happened, and then let's kind of dissect. Jax kind of talks to Kristen about, hey, I told everybody what happened. You guys were
she
going down
like she
on
couldn't
each
be
other.
Bothered with it.
Exactly. She like just was like, whatever. It was only kissing. You're a jerk. Brittany's claiming, like, this is rumors, and I can't believe my own boyfriend's spreading them about me. We also get Ariana's take on hearing the story from Tom Sandoval, who totally believes it. And she says Kristen's new nickname, instead of being Crazy Kristen, will be Cunnilingus Kristen. I hope that doesn't stick.
Seriously.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay. Lala says she earned, basically, James earned sleeping with her. Because he wanted it so bad, he earned it. And now he's over it, and they're just friends. I mean, I don't know what that's about, but that's that. Lala and James enter the party. It's very explosive. It's not good. Everyone looks at Ledin like they're strangers. They should not be there, which they should not.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you can't be talking crap about all of us and just invite yourself up and start drinking our alcohol. Here, I thought this was, like, provided for them by the party and to film, and they're claiming, kind of seems like they're claiming they bought it.
Right, right.
Which is neither here nor there, but still.
No, I thought the same thing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, well, wouldn't production buy this? Right.
Chances are that they would.
Yeah.
But maybe it was more of, these are our bottles.
Maybe.
You go get your own.
Got it.
I don't know.
But the name calling starts there. James says about Sheena, like, oh, your nose looks great. How's your nose job? Katie, oh, you're pregnant. Congratulations. Then he ends up spilling his... Sheena had tried to slap down James's drink, basically, like, break the cup and said, get out of here. She's so mad. She's like batting at him.
Right.
Girly, catfightish. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't get the hint, and he ends up tossing liquid on Tom Schwartz. Well, that's when things get a little more crazy. Tom Schwartz lunges ahead.
Don't
mess with Tom Schwartz, okay? He's the sweetest.
The sweetest.
I mean, stuff gets messy. Jax doesn't want to fight because he's on probation from the sunglasses stealing episode, but he really wants to punch James. Says it'll be worth going to jail. So then the two of them, James and Lala, the party poopers, go off in the corner together to commiserate. It seems like we're getting a bit of conversation after they're already drunk. I don't know if they came to the party, like, having pre-gamed, a little sauced up. But Lala says, cheers to me effing Tom Schwartz.
Is that what she said?
Is that what she said?
Well, James was like, let's cheers to Katie and Tom's wedding. And she goes, cheers to me effing Tom Schwartz. And then she said something about...
Like, literally?
Yeah. And then she's like, he's all into his fat girlfriend or something horrible like that.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that they were kind of like already drunk or had been drank half the bottle they stole when we're hearing these snippets. Katie and Sheena... Ooh, I lost that. Sandoval. So Sandoval and Ariana show up to try to rectify everything. I had no idea that now Ariana and Sandoval are friendly with / friends with...
Lala
and James.
And I wrote down in my notes, did I miss something? Was their friendship covered last season? Because I don't remember them.
I feel taken aback as well. So I think that... maybe we missed something. Okay. Like, we missed Ariana getting close to Lala. In, you know, it would just happen naturally when they were not filming. Or this is something the producers were like, look, Ariana, you don't have beef with them. Somebody has to be Lala's friend and bring her into the story.
Right.
Somehow, is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I never bought Sheena and Ariana as best friends.
Really?
Ever.
Okay.
Not one day in my entire life did I ever believe that they were friends.
I don't believe Ariana's friendship with any of the girls. Like, I think she's nice and cool, but I don't get her having any friend chemistry with any of the girls.
Interesting tidbit. when they were filming season one and Sheena was going to do her like performance on the stage, I forget the name of the song she did that season.
Everyone forgets it.
Ooh, burn. Ariana was one of her dancers that, and they filmed a scene of them like rehearsing.
Oh.
And she kept covering her face with her hair and like was refusing to like play along with filming. And the producers claim it was like because she had hooked up with Tom, like the kissing whole thing in Vegas that happened that Kristen always talks about. And that she, like, didn't want to be a part of the show. It was, like, she had a secret to hide, and she didn't want any part of this.
Oh, okay.
But that was in, like, the Vanderpump Rules, like, Secrets Revealed special on Bravo. It's really interesting.
Good. That I haven't seen.
Set your DVRs, kids. It's on every now and then. It's really good. Sandoval tries to kind of make the peace and find out what they missed with James. He's trying to calm him down. James throws a fit about his dad and mom had tried to rekindle their marriage, are going to go ahead with the divorce, and dad took off for London yesterday. So he's blaming his behavior on that.
Right.
And Sandoval very wisely says, that's not an excuse for being an asshole.
Yeah. Very good. Very good idea.
but then James said he just left yesterday, so...
Yes. And also, Ariana tries to come over and talk to Lala and smooth things over. Apparently now all the what do we call them again? The Vagina Mafia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The Vagina Mafia is claiming that Lala's boyfriend is a married man with children. So she's not, they call her a sugar baby, which is, I guess, a girl that has a boyfriend that pays for everything.
Right.
Yeah. But apparently he is married according to them. And, I guess Ariana tries to go talk to her about that, and she says, I'm done, forget it, I'm leaving, is out of there. Okay, whew, that was a lot. Also, Katie and Schwartz start having a little tiff because it seems like Sheena and Katie start jumping down Ariana's and Tom's throat about being friendly with James and Lala.
Right.
And Tom Schwartz immediately is like, don't jump all over them.
But she was jumping all over them.
She was. And so she tries to defend herself.
Right.
And it gets kind of not good between the two of them. And we see a clip of him saying, I'm not going to carry Katie's grudges. She's really backslidden since hanging out with Stassi again. She does a lot of shame talk. Let's call it shame talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm not going to be a part of it. So there we are. There's the huge party.
And then it cut to Katie saying, you know, after 6 years together, he doesn't know better.
Right.
But I think that part of it is because Katie handles it like a 6-year-old.
Okay.
She doesn't know how to communicate like an adult. And she gets very huffy, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And he's allowed his opinion. I said Katie says about Tom's opinion being different, like it's bad. Just because he's saying don't jump on them, he's not siding with his fiance.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, she's wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's allowed to be a peacekeeper.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's kind of like the boys have their own clique and the girls have their own clique,
right,
and their opinions usually differ on the show. The problem here is Katie and Tom are about to be married.
Right.
And if they don't agree, I feel like she sees it as a big problem.
Yep.
She's like, you're going to be my husband. You're supposed to have my back.
Right. And if, you know, this jerk comes over and calls her fat, and she's like, my future husband is like, oh, you know, let's not get crazy that they're friends with him. I can understand why she's like, for right now, like maybe, you know, when the dust settles, you can be the peacemaker and it could be fine that they're friends with him. But right now, can you be pissed on my behalf? It's so disrespectful.
She can be pissed that there were names called, and she wants him to defend her, which in that circumstance, he should, I think. Mm. He should stand up for her. But for her to, you know, kind of start pointing the finger at Tom and Ariana, and he doesn't want to, and he's saying, they didn't do anything wrong. They just got here. Mm. Just because Ariana's friendly with Lala doesn't mean you need to yell at them.
That's a good
point.
Is
different.
Right.
I think the two things are completely separate.
Right. That's
a
good point.
If I were Katie, though, I wouldn't want him to be, like, disagreeing with me and be... I would be like her. I'd be like, no, just have my back. Don't tell me what to say and not to say. Just have my back.
Right.
I think I would be Katie in that moment for sure.
And I feel like Tom was trying to say, like... Right. Like, he was trying to say they can be friends with whoever they want.
Right.
But don't say that right now when the whoever they want just insulted me. Like,
right.
Everybody's, save it for later.
Yeah, everybody's still, like, escalated emotions and worked right.
But
up.
It's always escalated emotions, it seems. Like, even when it's... In seasons past, when it's the next day and they're recapping what happened last night and they're talking about him, and he'll say to her, you know, you need to calm down, or you need to not get so angry so quickly, or whatever it be, drunk Katie.
Mm-hmm.
There never seems to be a good time to talk to Katie
mm-hmm.
without okay. her not liking his reaction.
Mm. Oh, that's an interesting observation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does not sound like it's going to be a healthy relationship.
Well, something they definitely have to work on.
Yes.
No,
I'm sure they're...
They are married now, yes. So something to look forward to.
Wishing
the big
them
wedding.
A long, happy marriage.
Yes, absolutely.
Something you have to work on.
Right.
Yeah.
Matthew, has anybody chimed in on what happened at the party or their opinions on... We lost internet.
No. Katie is a young adult who has a bad attitude and terrible communication skills, is what someone said.
What?
And then someone said Ariana is not friends with anyone. She has friends back at home.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
I see Ariana is a very... She's just an equal, like, she doesn't want to take sides, and, yeah, everybody's not her real, true best friend.
Right.
So it's kind of like she's not trying to get involved in anybody's fight or anybody's clique. She just wants to be cool with everybody.
Right.
For sure. A floater? We'll call her a floater.
Which is a mature way to be. Like,
exactly.
These are my coworkers. I don't want to get involved in the drama.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. She's not in the vagina mafia.
Right. Also, Ariana needs to let her grudge go with Kristen.
I agree. I think it's time. And it seems like if she's willing to go sit with everybody tonight, and I didn't see anything get said about that, I think it says something that maybe some of that got buried. Maybe.
Okay.
But we'll have to... I don't know. It seems like maybe you know.
No, I don't either. I just feel like you can feel it. You
right.
can feel it when they're in each other's company.
Okay.
On the show.
Okay, yeah.
I haven't witnessed it in real life.
Right.
At least not that I can remember.
I mean, it's a stale storyline for me.
Yeah.
So I'm with you in that. Like, let's get over it.
Because I think you have Ariana standing there acting awkwardly around Kristen, but then you've got Jax and Stassi sitting next to each other. If Stassi can forgive Jax for whatever he's done to her,
mm-hmm.
then Ariana can forgive Kristen for whatever she thinks Kristen did to her. Let's not forget, too, that Ariana was the one who kissed Sandoval.
She was the other woman when she claimed she wasn't.
Right. Yep.
Like, let's just all grow up and move on. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
There was no mention of it, right?
No,
I just felt like you could feel it when Ariana came up to the table.
I totally felt it, too, because I was like, of course she's going to be acquaintances or friends or whatever you want with Lala and James, because Kristen's not in that group.
Right, because Kristen's always like, stay away from me, stay away mm-hmm. from us. Yeah.
Right.
They definitely were on their own island last year. Was an argument or an issue with everybody.
Yeah.
Because I guess Ariana's not close with the girls, and Kristen and her don't want to be around each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Lots going on. So we move on to the next day. Katie is claiming to be Lisa's temporary personal assistant. I'm not really buying this one. I think that's going to be for some storyline advancement, that she's meeting up with Lisa as her, quote, assistant. Because I really, even though Lisa's like, I do this all myself, I don't have assistants, I don't believe
God,
that for a
please,
second.
Not for a second.
With all those housekeepers and that giant house and all the maintenance people she probably has working at her property, I don't buy it that she's
not an one assistant. Second.
No, don't they show her? I'm trying to think of the woman's name. It's the... Her, I don't know if it's her housekeeper.
Rosia.
Yeah.
Rosia is the housekeeper that's always doing everything. Yeah.
Right. I just feel like they're doing that for storyline to keep Lisa relevant to the show.
Got it.
Instead of just being the one they go to after a fight.
Right.
That's good. Yeah. That's probably exactly what it is. You're right.
Mm-hmm. She needs to be involved.
She has to be relevant.
Somehow. And you mentioned earlier in the show that you think that some of Lisa's lines are scripted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I necessarily agree with that.
Okay.
But I think that Lisa's purpose is scripted.
Yes.
I think that it's weird that out of anyone, you know, last season it was, or two seasons ago, it was having Stassi, you know, be the fashion advisor for the photo shoot that she was supposed to be in mm-hmm. for, what it, was it Out Magazine or Frontier yeah. Magazine? This season it's Lala being her personal assistant. And then Katie.
Yeah.
And then jumping ahead a little bit, when Lisa went up to James and said what happened at the party last night, and he gives his explanation, and she's like, how am I going to bring you back to Sir when you're acting like this? You're acting like mm-hmm. X, Y, and Z. Why is it any of your business? Like, I think no boss would ask you what you were doing outside of work.
That's true.
That is true.
How you behave when you're not in the office.
Unless it affected work.
Right.
Like, unless a coworker went to my boss and was like, I was assaulted last night right. by so-and-so.
Sure,
it didn't happen at work, but I have a problem with them now, and
right.
you should know.
Right. I just think that they need to have Lisa in because it's called Vanderpump Rules, and she was the crossover from The Housewives to this
right,
show.
Right, right. But I could do without her my on God, this yeah, show, honestly. Because like, it just sticks out to me as so phony
uh-huh. right.
when everything else tends to be so emotionally, like, very high up there
right.
and real.
Totally.
When we bring her in to say her, like, her, like, pearls of wisdom, it gets a little old for
it's
me.
So, like, extraneous. They could have mm-hmm. a whole show without her. They
yeah.
have enough.
They
material.
Really do.
It didn't necessarily need to be Vanderpump Rules or Sir Rules, because now you've got the cast who's making a nice paycheck every season. They don't need to be waiting tables. It's not realistic to
right.
me.
I'm wondering how hard it is to get them to be in the restaurant filming. I mean, do you know how often they actually do?
I don't. I don't know specifics about any of their contracts.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's really, there's something to be said when you've got people who are making, I mean, six figures a season,
mm-hmm.
and they're slinging drinks and clearing tables.
Right, my life. I do that.
Yeah.
That's my day job. Like, I find it hard to believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're such stars now. It's the fifth season.
Yeah.
They Crazy. Need to bring it to your place.
Oh, my God. We have enough drum. If we need a new,
yeah,
another
Let's
show
call the
on
camera
Bravo.
Crew.
Yes, if we need a spinoff on Bravo,
yeah.
kind of like Location 2 of Vanderpump Rules,
It'd
and we don't
perfect.
Even need to bring any sort of boss figure in, we've got enough drama. I could
right.
stories for days. Let's quickly wrap up everything else that happened. Jax and Brittany are in their new apartment. Katie and Schwartz are in their new apartment.
That was the other thing I was going to say. Jumping on the last thing I said, all their apartments are beautiful. Their furniture is beautiful. And
finally making a mint.
Like yeah.
all get, right. get out of those dark apartments with popcorn ceilings.
Yeah, and they're serving fried goat cheese balls. Like, it's just not believable.
Ain't nothing wrong
Good
with the goat
point.
Cheese balls.
Yep. I'd still, they could make it where we're actually just following their lives
yes,
now.
Exactly.
It's exciting enough.
And that's true.
And it could get real jobs that they really want to pursue, and it could be just as interesting.
Right, like, they're all really friends and hang out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, this manufactured, like, we're still working there.
Well, if you follow any of them on social media, their lives are exciting. Follow
right.
follow that around.
True.
I'd like to see what Kristen's doing with her t-shirt line or
her Stassi's veggie blog.
So, oh, yes. That's right. What is it?
I was supposed to go live tonight. Veggieaholic?
Yeah. Veggieaholic.
Veggieaholic.
Yeah. Hopefully. Look it up.
Look it up, kids. It's Kristen's blog. So, you know, James sits down and has his little talk with Lisa.
Right.
Actually, James and Lala have a little moment where they start name calling. They are kind of going over the whole group. They're kind of recapping after their big fight.
Yep.
So, in Lala's opinion, Sheena is a dumb bee with her head so far up her ass that she had to marry a guy who doesn't talk.
And he, by the way, is the nicest.
So nice. He's been here.
So
nice.
He's so sweet.
She said of Kristen, at least this bee knows she's crazy. About Stassi, James actually called her the B word and a schemer. And funny enough, Lala was like, she's hot. I'd do her because there is something weird.
She is hot.
And about Katie, Lala calls her the blob. She's just blobbish. At the same time, we're cross-cutting back and forth with the wedding meeting at Katie's, and there's kind of a crosstalk of their opinion of Lala and James going on. Katie says Lala thinks we're all so old. Well, she sits on old D's all the time. So this is really heated and really ugly.
Mean.
Mm-hmm. Really mean. Mm-hmm. So good. I'm glad you said that. Tom said that the girls hanging out together brings out the inner mean girl. And I don't think he just means about Katie. I think he means all of them together kind of feeding off of. And I feel like I do see that with the girls for sure. Like, it wasn't this vicious when they weren't all four together hanging out. There, I felt like Sheena was a lot nicer to the other girl, like the other people that aren't in this clique when...
They definitely feed off each other, which I think happens in real life, too. I mean, I know this is real life, but in real life, if...
Like, real life without the cameras.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, you would say that about somebody. If they hurt your feelings and said something bad about you, you would say something like that about them.
Exactly.
But I do think that them getting together in this moment brought out the inner mean girl.
Because if you're with someone who hates the same third person, it makes you feel better, too. It's not healthy. Maybe, you know.
James isn't winning any friends anywhere.
No.
And to me, it's still surprising. I actually do believe that there's a friendship between Sandoval and James. But it's mind-blowing that they were actually able to become friends after...
Right,
James,
like, they
started dating Kristen.
Yeah, they were originally friends, kind of supposed to be living together. Kristen started hooking up with James.
Yeah.
Dated him for a long time. It's a lot. They've rebounded big time from that. So Lisa has a talk with James and says, "You're being a little bee and trying to get a rise out of everybody."
I love that.
And he agrees.
Which is funny because I said that about him in watching this episode. And then we were like, oh, good, Lisa said it. I can go ahead and say on the show.
That's exactly what we said. Yeah. To me, James is like that kid in grade school who will pick on someone, and just to make sure that the other kids are seeing him be mean to that person and that the teacher sees him. And then he's apologetic and he's sorry and he'll change. Until he does it again.
Yeah, 100%.
And repeat, and repeat, and repeat. He needs to grow up.
Yeah. You know what I think the problem is? He's making too much money to have to grow up right now. He's making a lot of money doing not much, and he's allowed to keep messing up. It's literally his job to keep messing up and being a jerk. And he doesn't know how bad it makes him look in real life. And, like, when you're younger and you're messing up, it's like you'll lose your job because you messed up that bad.
Right.
And you have to grow up.
He has no consequences.
You're exactly right. There's no consequences because financially he's completely enabled. Right. As well as whatever he does is good for the show.
Exactly.
Kristen mentioned something, too. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Kristen just mentioned something about when... She was with Sandoval, she paid for everything, and when she was with James, she was a walking ATM. I wasn't around for the Sandoval part, but she's so generous, like I said earlier, that I think it was easy for him to take advantage of. Why wouldn't he?
He, remember the season when he was with Kristen originally? He seemed so... sweet. Like, that season, I was like, oh, he seems more mature than everybody else because he kept his mouth shut and he just acted like a normal person. And now he's getting paid to misbehave and it's a bad cycle. And it's just going to keep snowballing and keep getting worse
until
he gets fired from the show because he has no incentive to behave. That won't get him paid. It won't keep him on the show.
And he said that he's acting this way to remind the rest of the cast that he's still here.
Oh.
Yeah.
He feels left out. You know what it is? It's like he feels left out, so he's acting like the little brother who gets left out when his older brother goes and hangs out with the older brother's friends.
Yeah.
Basically. Ugh, terrible.
And finds the one thing about each of them that'll make them feel like crap.
True. He's got some cojones to say those things to their face, I gotta say. I gotta say, this episode was so chocked full of stuff.
Yes.
Let's quick do predictions for next week. Fern?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think when Schwartz asks Katie for a prenup, she laughs because, I mean, I know they're making good money on the show, but I think she's going to be like, are you kidding me? Like,
right. Like, we're not real people.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
We're not Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Men on men kissing. We saw it in the previews.
Oh, yeah. Tom and Tom.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going on in this series. They're like, yeah, we're just friends.
There's a lot of bi curiosity maybe going on this season.
It's so strange to me.
As Tom said. Okay. I'm going to predict next week. Gosh, I think the prenup thing will get bigger and blown out of proportion. Katie's not going to be happy about it. And the fight about Jack, you know, whether or not it's true that Kristen and Brittany did a little hooking up below the equator, I think that's going to get ugly between Brittany and Jax.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we can't wait till next week. Maybe we'll have a special guest in studio. Who knows? We're going to make some calls.
Let's see what we can do.
Woo! Fern, where can they find you, honey?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And my first novel, Better in the Morning, is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, paperback, however you want it. I describe it as Sex in the City meets Ghost.
Oh, that's fun.
Thank you.
It's so good.
And I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And you guys can follow me, Megan Stecker, on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Please tweet me. I love tweeting you guys back about all of our favorite shows. It's all at Megan Stecker. That's spelled M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Yay, episode 1 of Vanderpump Rules. We'll see you next week for episode 2. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.